I'm here with Aaron McRae, part of the Four Masters management team. Listen, what a game of football that was. What was it like for you in the line? Because it was seesawing the whole way through. Fantastic match, and you just came out on top.
Yeah, no, it was a brilliant game. Look, we got a bit of a foothold early in the game, but Clint Swilly really came back at us at the start of the end of the first half. And yeah, it was hectic there. The crowd was getting into it. It's hard to get messages on. But yeah, it was just back and forth the whole second half, and thankfully we came out on the right side of it.
Yeah, having been on the line, Aaron, I understand you're never going to cruise through big games. 163 up though, it was looking pretty good leading in, and then you had the sucker punches of two goals just before half time.
Yeah, Conor McCall was actually in a goal chance, and the next kick out, I think Conor Edenoff injured, and then they got two goals. And classic Glen Swilly, like, they'll capitalise whenever the chips are down. But yeah, it was a real sucker punch for half time. But we went in at half time. It was still level. We just took it. It was back nil all, same as it was when we started. Kind of steadied the ship and we came out, and thankfully, like I said, we came out on the right side of it.
You could tell from the team they're very well drilled. You know, in the first half, you know, you cut down the space in your own defensive area. You were breaking, then you were composed. There was something very almost routine about the game until them goals came. But and that said, there seemed to be at halftime, it was a big job for you guys to do in your management team to get that composure back. Glen Swilly had that purple patch at the start of the second half, and three up. But after that, you know, Formasters started to own the ball again, started to dictate the game.
Yeah, there's a lot of work done with these boys. These are great footballers, like, from underage right the way up. Like, they're out in Belfast next year in the minor competition, or next week rather. But John Kennedy's absolutely pivotal to all of this. Like, he's such a good mentality, and he conveys his message so well to all the lads. And that really showed at half time. You know, it was the first time that this season really that the chips were down for us. We won well in a couple other games, but John really steadied the ship, got his message across to the boys, and the boys came out in the second half and delivered.
Yeah. And tell me, from a coaching perspective, again, the club has had, you know, a huge season right across the board in terms of underage. Everybody else in Donegal, is it down to you guys? Is it players? Is it management, club ethos? Is it just a collection of everything, talent?
Yeah, there's a lot of things that feed into it, I think. But I think the academy, I said this last week, the academy started a number of years ago, and we've reaped the benefits of that. There's a lot of work done by a lot of people within the club, and they're not seen here today, but they can take a lot of credit for these boys. But then along with that, the mentality of these young lads is unbelievable. Like, I can't speak highly enough of them. The dedication and commitment that they show and the training, they apply themselves so much every night, and they just want to get the best out of themselves and each other, and it's an absolute credit. And like, there's 30, 33 boys there. Any one of them could be on the pitch at any stage. I'd like to mention Conor Meehan there. He came on with maybe 25 minutes to go, and he really stood up. Like, he could have been starting for every other game, and he was disappointed not to be that because he believes in himself. But yeah, he really stood up and he showed what he was worth, and that could have been any other man on the bench there today. And I hopefully this can be a platform that we can build on at senior level and pushing on further into under-21 next year and the following year, because every one of these lads is a massive part to play in the club.